Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Two keys and a lock coming up. Tim May coming up. Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up. Quick predicts.
Yeah, okay. Shortly ahead, about an hour and 20 minutes away from that. A couple things going on here.
Before you get going here.
I was getting ready for two keys and lock.
I was saying, we just had this come down.
Okay.
So remember last year during the NBA, I think the Emirates Cup is what they're calling it because never miss an opportunity to make money.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the courts?
Yeah.
Like Boston's looked like you were playing in a nuclear power plant.
Yeah, are they doing that again this year?
They're back.
Same. The courts look the same.
They are.
What do they do with the courts when they're done with them?
Don't they donate them? Wasn't it you who told me that they used to donate them?
When I was in Montana, the Utah Jazz donated a court to a really small school in Missoula when I was there, and I was like, and I think they were the Eagles at the time, and I'm like, why wouldn't you just change your nickname at that point? If you're a really small high school and an NBA team, like if there was an NBA, if the Cavaliers gave you their floor and it said Cavs on it or Cavaliers, wouldn't you just keep it and just change the name of your basketball team? Who cares? Who cares? Be the Lake Erie Cavaliers or the whatever. I mean, unless there's copyright issues or something like that, but especially something like the Jazz. I was like, just change your name to the Jazz.
I don't know. I guess. I could see it.
Do they really need to change the floor? Like, is this NBA Cup like one of the dumbest things they've ever done?
Yeah, it's only silly
when you play in the one extra game. Like, all of a sudden you're like, And I'll sit here today and I'll say this and I'll be like, this is the stupidest thing ever. And then when they go to play the Hawks or the Raptors in the same thing, oh, man.
Well, here comes
Cup is tonight. They better win.
You ready? Here comes the impact of this. Andy?
Yes.
Who won the NBA Cup last year?
Milwaukee.
Nice job.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Well done. God, good for you on pulling that one out. See? So maybe it does matter a little bit to you.
I don't know.
The fact that you remembered it. But yeah,
I remember stupid things. I couldn't remember Springer's name 15 minutes ago, but I can remember who won this dumb cup. Like, I know. Like every time I see this cup, I think of the MLS and I think of soccer, and I know you're going to love this conversation. But I find it interesting they play this U.S. Cup, right?
Right.
And it's during the MLS season,
right?
And Columbus lost to Pittsburgh,
correct?
The Riverhounds this year,
correct?
Like, how does that happen? That would be like the Clippers coming up and beating the Guardians.
Correct.
Right?
Yep.
Give me another example. It'd be like the Charge beating the Cavaliers.
That is correct.
How does that happen and why?
Right game plan, a little bit of luck. I mean, we watched it in the NCAA tournament every year. You know, all of a sudden that 3-point line has become the great equalizer, and here we are rooting on the University
That's different.
Baltimore.
I'm sorry. College basketball is totally different than this.
But it's kind of the same general idea.
Because college basketball has just kind of leveled itself out.
You get a goal, you get two goals, you park the bus and hope for the best. And sometimes
Crew lose to Pittsburgh AAA soccer?
Again,
you
get a goal, right? You get a little bit of bad luck for your team. Get a goal, other team parks the bus, and here you are. I mean, that's kind of how this stuff ends up.
I'm sorry, but like when I look at that U.S. Open Cup stuff, I mean, it seriously sounds like you have walked into a AAU gym or into an ice rink watching a hockey time tournament. Like, okay, let me look at some of the names of these teams.
It's awesome.
Oh, the Charlotte Independence.
Yep.
The Virginia Dream. The Hartford Athletic, One Knoxville Soccer Club. Mm-hmm. The Spokane Velocity, the All Tacoma right. Defiance. Seriously, it sounds like you've just walked into a rec league.
Yeah, it kind of is.
The local Dusters.
It's that way in England as well, in the UK. It's the same exact way for the FA Cup. It's the same exact thing where you're basically just like, okay, everybody's in the pool. You pay your fee, you get in the pool.
We do agree this Emirates Cup is stupid, right?
Like, I think it's ridiculous. I know they're just trying to get as much money as humanly possible.
I mean,
it's ridiculous.
So I can't even remember. How does this thing work? Do they change? They don't change your regular season games.
No, the regular season games are still played. They're just weighted a little bit differently.
All they did was, and there's one extra game. So someone's got to, some team is going to play, what, 83 games, right? Two teams will play 83 games during the regular season. What? Somebody say something?
No, my buddy who's as good as they come, text me, he goes, you know, the play-ins for the Open Cup is starting right in October here. Cleveland got knocked out by Akron last week for the Open Cup.
Oh,
Cleveland
really?
Soccer Club, yeah.
Oh, well, congratulations to Akron.
Akron, yeah.
But that's not University of Akron. Wait, why don't they let the NCAA teams into this?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's the name of our Cleveland team? Do you know?
Cleveland Soccer Club. Cleveland SC.
Oh, that's all it is.
They're awesome.
Cleveland SC.
Great game. Go check them out. They're fun.
They play Cleveland State? Where do they play?
They played at Cleveland State in the past. They played at Baldwin Wallace for a little bit as well.
I thought I saw plans for the new Wolstein Soccer Center.
Might be that too.
Did that come out last week or something? I saw
a good question.
Actually, it looked pretty cool. Made me into it. Maybe I thought about going.
Yeah, but we've been through this enough times when it comes to the Brown Stadium and renovations of the lakefront.
I don't know. When I was a kid, cool. I should have said, I saw Terry Pluto's got a new book out, by the way.
Yes, yes.
But Terry Pluto worked for the old Columbus, or the old Cleveland, was it Cleveland Cobras soccer team? When we had a pro team, it was before you were born.
My buddy chimes in, who's chimed into all these things, going, the Crew always loses in that tournament because they play their academy kids.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right. Yeah, that's what they do over in the UK as well. They'll play their lower levels against these teams.
All right, I can buy into that. But Terry used to be, Jeff always tells us, I didn't realize it because I was too young at the time, but Terry was the PR guy for the old Cleveland Cobras, played at Baldwin Wallace. And we were kids, we would go watch them play. It was awesome, man. I loved it. It was really cool, especially because Baldwin Wallace had like the first turf field in Northeast Ohio. I don't remember anybody having turf before Baldwin Wallace. And so then you had this pro soccer team playing there. And so we would go watch that. I wonder how pro soccer would do here in Cleveland. I wonder how they'd be. All right. Can we get to the Browns here? Can we do two keys in a lock?
Okay.
All right. Let's go. Time now for two keys in a lock. You know, we do this every week. We talk about things that are going to happen on Sunday. There's two keys, things we think are going to happen, and then we'll give you a lock for what we think in this game. So it's just me and Dan today, so we'll take our time on this. What is key number one, Dan Menigan?
Run the damn ball. I think they stumbled into something last week against the Dolphins. How good Quinshon Judkins was. Dylan Sampson in between there as well, and how they were able to help supplement that offense and help the defense out by running the ball and controlling the clock. They found an explosive run in the run game, or explosive play in the run game. Maybe they could find a couple more in this run game as well. The best friend of an ailing offensive line is the run game. The best friend of a rookie quarterback is a run game. That's why key number one, run the damn ball.
All right. Key number one for me is somebody please step up at wide receiver. Maybe we had a little dash of Malachi Corley last week, a pinch of Gage Larvin. No, he didn't even have a pinch. I don't even think he had a target last week. Maybe a little, a little doppel of Isaiah Bond, I'm trying to think of. Jamari Thrash, somebody. Jerry Jeudy, can we have, like, big game? How about 125 yards? Maybe two touchdowns from somebody? Can one of the wide receivers please stand up this week? That's my key number one. It's more of a beg.
It's kind of what two keys and a lock turns into every so often.
I don't know. Here we go. Key number two, Dan.
Key number two for this game, the Browns' defensive line needs to obliterate the Patriots' offensive line. And I think they can do that. I think the way that Malik Collins is playing, they can do that. I think the way that you're seeing Myles Garrett, you got a rookie left tackle out there in Will Campbell. Like, you have got to obliterate that line and get Drake May having to think about, okay, I got to get this ball out super fast or else I'm about to be laying on my back quite often and looking up at these clouds. Like, that's going to be, to me, the number one thing in this game is key number two, obliterate the Patriots offensive line and get Drake May on his back.
Well, unfortunately, you took exactly what I said because it was pressure Drake May. What has he been sacked? 22 times this year already? He's been sacked more than three times, let's just say that, in all but two games. Twice, and it was the win against New Orleans. And the in fact, you look, that's not actually a fact. All right, so they need to, I love doing this on the fly. They need to sack this kid, man. He's got to be looking at stars all game long. And that offensive line will collapse. And if they can put that kind of pressure on him, you're 100% right. But
then you disrupt the timing, too, which is a timing offense. And if you could disrupt the timing, you're going to throw the whole thing out of whack.
Mm. All right, let's go to lock. Yeah, they got to get to him. All right, Dan, give me a lock. You want me to go?
My lock for this game... Myles Garrett, three sacks.
Myles Garrett, three sacks?
Not one, not two, but three. Yeah.
Wow,
I think you are going to see Myles Garrett moved all around that defensive line.
Oh.
I think he is going to be in the backfield quite often. I got a feeling he is going to have his day with Will Campbell in the left tackle spot. Three sacks for Myles Garrett. He is going to be a menace. They are going to be using... It's going to be like the Packers where we were all laughing at him because they were lining up three offensive linemen at one point to stop him in a line. I got a feeling it's going to be the same thing. Myles Garrett is going to be a menace in this game. Three sacks, locking it.
I'll go with my weekly lock, which is always seems to be pretty close to right, and that is that a tight end will have a touchdown, whether it's David Njoku or Harold Fannin Jr. One of those two guys is going to find the end zone again this week because that's been the most reliable thing in the Browns' offense consistently because Judkins didn't play early in the season. I'm going to give you another thing that I think is a lock in this. As much as you want them to run, I think the Browns will pass the ball more than you think. Give me a number of how many times you think the Browns are going to pass this week. Where do you want it to be? Where do you want it?
Let's start here. My heart says 23. My brain says 33.
Yeah, I'm going to venture to say they throw the ball more than 30 times this week.
My heart says 23, though.
I hope I'm wrong, too. I have this gut feeling about this game where we're all sitting here going, oh, run. This is going to be great. Now they're going to use the run to establish the pass. And Quinshon Judkins, all right, this looks awesome. This is great. And then, boom, you're going to turn around. You're going to look at the stats. He's not going to throw the ball 52 times again, but I think I'm not even going to go on. I'll lock it in here. I bet they end up throwing the ball 35 or more times this Sunday.
I want you to be wrong.
I want to be wrong, too.
I want you to be wrong because I just don't think it's a formula for success with this offense.
I'm sorry. I know. You know who's never wrong? Tim May. Tim May Show with Clay Hall. He's going to join us next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.